You are listening to the Rock the Shack podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Tim. It's about it's a handful of days before St. Patrick's Day, and this isn't the St. Patty show. I'll probably hammer out two this week and get another show in before the weekend, before the big day. Let's get right to some new music. The show's becoming a little bit of a haven for great new Canadian talent. There's quite a scene going on in and around Toronto. And I'm quite looking forward to a CD release party this Thursday at the Dakota Tavern. That would be March 14. For this guy, this is his very first EP, Callan Furlong. This is the Rock the Shack podcast. One, two, one.
That crooked smile of yours, on your lips so fair, when you first looked my way, just like you were laying a snare. But the more I give chase, the more you run away and leave me to want for more. Though I know what's behind that crooked smile of yours, you rolled your big blue eyes when you first heard my name. Yeah, I've got a past, and you knew better than to play my game. But as long as you're here, I might as well make it clear that I won't be ignored. Not while I know what's behind that crooked smile of yours. Hard as you fight it, you light up just the same. Darling, don't be afraid, but your looks have betrayed what you could hide before. Yeah, I know what's behind that crooked smile of yours. Yeah, I know what's behind that crooked smile of yours. Yeah, I know what's behind that crooked little smile of yours.
Crooked Smile, brand new music from Callan Furlong. And Callan is in the Swamp Yankees, who we have played once before on the show. That's a kind of Toronto cover band that plays some really cool old stuff. And Sam Cash is in that band as well. And Callan's sort of the guy who does a lot of the choosing the songs for that band. And great taste in music, so not a big shock that he also is a super talented dude. And this EP is really good. I'm going to end the show probably with something else from this EP because I'm digging it so much. So yeah, that CD release will be this Thursday at the Dakota, and it's an early CD release party. So I think it's 6 p.m. to 9. So come out if you're around. Hang out at the Dakota Tavern, hear some great music, buy yourself a very well-priced debut EP before anyone else has it, and you want to get there early because it's a little bit of a two-for-one, because opening the show will be this young lady, no stranger to the Rock the Shack podcast. This is Curdy.
Down upon my
dirty work pants to slip away after the hard day.
Dustin Bentall, going back to his earlier full-length six-shooter, which I happened to pick up at the show at the Rivoli with Dustin Bentall and the Smokes and Lindy Ortega. That was a great show, and I hadn't had that CD before, and it's pretty killer. So I want to go back, play something from that, and before that we heard Curdy, friend of the show, and we heard Morning Comes from her debut release, All I Really Know, which has been getting a little bit of love and play on the CBC radio. So that's awesome to hear. Maybe they listen to the show. Maybe. So come on out to the Dakota Tavern on Thursday if you're anywhere around there. Pick up Curdy's new album. Pick up the new Callan Furlong EP before your friends have it. Before that's on the radio. And then you'll be one of the cool kids. Yeah, you can thank me later. All right, so we're also in this show going to get to number 8 and number 7 on Tim's all-time favorite records. We started last show, which was, I guess, a bit more than a week ago, but with number 10 and number 9, and that was the first record from George Thorogood and the Destroyers at 10, and the Monks, Bad Habits, at number 9. We're also going to have a little bit of a special treat next show. I hadn't even realized when I did the last show until afterwards that Thomas Darcy, Toronto musician, was in a band called Small Sins, and now he's a solo artist. He was also a huge fan of that album, and I don't know how I missed this, but so much so that he recreated the whole album, did a tribute to the Monks' Bad Habits, and covered every song, had a bunch of help from other Canadian musicians, including Chris Murphy from Sloan, who sings one of the songs. And we're going to have Thomas Darcy on the next show. And he's going to talk about that Monks tribute, and we'll talk about his new record as well, and that'll be super cool. So we're gonna get a little deeper into number 9 on my list, and who knows, maybe some of the other choices on the list will lead to special guests. I don't know. This was unplanned, but it's very cool. So here's some music from the guy who's coming on next show, Thomas D'Arcy. This is I Wake Up Every Day, and this is the Rock the Shack podcast.
Just take the She's a little bit less out of it than she was when we first met. Methamphetamine and dirty magazines, still buying cigarettes. Roll over, Rocktober, feel the cedar rolling. Roll over, now you know. She'll get shit-faced and steal the show. She's just a little bit less out of it than she was when we first met. Methamphetamine and dirty magazines, still buying cigarettes. Roll over, Rocktober, feel the cedar rollers. Roll over, so now you know. She'll get shit-faced and steal the show. She's just a little bit less out of it than she was when we first met. Methamphetamine and dirty magazines, still buying cigarettes.
Smudge on the Rock the Shack podcast, Real McCoy, Wrong Sinatra, and I felt like we had, well, we did have quite a string of all Canadian artists before that song, so I thought I'd throw a little love across the other side of the world. And Smudge, an Australian band, great songwriter Tom Morgan, and a band I heard about because Tom is a collaborator of Evan Dando. So I heard that song first done by Evan Dando of the Lemonheads. And Evan knows a good song when he hears one, and Tom Morgan writes good songs. And before that, we heard King of Kreuzberg from Shotgun Jimmy. And we kicked that whole set off with, probably later in the week, the next show anyway, the guy who will be a guest on the podcast, and that's Thomas Darcy, ex of Small Sins, and that's from his brand new solo record, What We Want, and we'll hear some more of that on the next show as well, along with his versions of the Monk songs. All right, so the tension is building. I know everybody is waiting. What's number 8 going to be? All right, I'll end your misery, or start it, depending on your musical tastes. 1986, this album, this band was unlike anything I'd heard before that. And I was kind of on my own. Most of my friends who shared my taste in music weren't with me on this one at the time. But I think most of them would admit that eventually they gave in and they became fans of the Beastie Boys from 1986. The song, the new style, the album, Licensed to Ill.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax, it's the new style.
4 and 3 and 2 and 1.
What up?
And when I'm on the mic, the suckers run.
Word.
Down with that rockin' like Dan, you ain't. And I got more juice than Picasso got paint. Got rock that are rockin' rhymes that are slick. I'm not surprised you're on
my team. Glasses, you're from St. Thomas, I'm from Manhattan. You're jealous of me because your girlfriend is catting.
Too many.
because I'm October 31st. That is my date of birth. I got to the party, know what I did? The Smurf.
Taxing all the males from coast to coast.
And when I get my bill, I'm Chili Mo.
We ride tag girls back at the hotel.
And then we all switch places when I ring the bell.
I chill my kettle, cause it's the best to butterfly a fat burger when I'm way out
check
west.
Check it. K-I-N-G-A-D.
Whammy.
All the fine ladies, they're on my jammy.
Went to the prom or the fly blue rental.
Got six girls in Malinky Continental.
I met a girl at the party and she started to flirt.
I told her some rhymes and she pulled up a skirt.
Check it.
Bent on bed, got a high power jumbo. Rolled up the woolly and
doing?
I watched Columbo.
Let me clear my throat. Kick it over here, baby pop. And let all the fly skimmers feel the beat. Drop.
Oh. Cooling on the corner on a hot summer's day. Just me and my posse and MCA. A lot of beer, a lot of girls, and a lot of cursing. 22 automatic on my person.
Got my hand in my pocket and my fingers on the trigger. My posse's getting big
and my posse's getting bigger.
Some voices got treble,
some voices got bass.
We got the kind of voices
that are in your face.
Like the bun to the burger.
And like the burger to the bun.
Like the cherry
to the apple.
To the peach.
To the plum.
I'm the king of the apple.
And I'm the king of the block.
Well, I'm MCA.
And I'm the king at rum.
Well, I'm mighty. I got all the fly juice.
On the check-in at the party on the 40 deuce.
Walking down the block with the fresh fly threads. Beastie Boys.
Fly the biggest head.
Take this tale, oh no more. It's all around. Jimmy Jones down. Z, 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 J, A, Z, 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 J, A, Z, Z, J, A, Z, 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 Jimmy Jones. And then it sucks.
Clash, 1979, from London Calling. And I played two songs from that. It was a colossus of a classic of a double album. So why not play two songs? Jimmy Jazz and Wrong and Boyle. And that album probably could have been higher. That comes in number one in a lot of lists of best albums of all time. And I do not argue with that assessment at all. Sort of my list is more about, you know, impact on my life, and it's my favorite. It's not necessarily the best, but not many a better album you'll find than London Calling. And before that, at number eight, the Beastie Boys, Licensed to Ill. Totally blew my mind when I first heard that. And there you have it, number eight, number seven. And let's send out a big toast, big cheers to MCA Adam Yauch, and to Joe Strummer. Both very much, very much missed. All right, so next show, number five. I know you're probably more excited than waiting for the Dexter episode that ends with a cliffhanger. So tune in next week, which might be later this week, to hear what those songs are going to be, to hear our special guest Thomas Darcy talk about his new album and the Monks tribute album that he did, and how they listened to that Monks album in tour vans all across this great land. And we brought this show in with Callan Furlong, who you can catch live this Thursday, Dakota Tavern, 6 to 9 p.m. And we started off the show with something from that EP, and let's take it out with an amazing song from that EP. And this is The Fool I Was Before. Callan Furlong. This is the Rock the Shack podcast. I'm Tim, and we'll probably see you later this week. As my uncle used to say, we'll catch you on the flip-flop.
1, 2. You're waiting for the boat, dear, or you're standing by your door, coyly staring at your toes, as you had done many times before. You asked if I remember the first time that we met, and I laughed because it seemed so foolish, the thought that I'd forget. You were speaking to me softly, and I hung on every word, and while there was a crowd around us, yours was the only voice I heard. Oh, there was someone else beside me on the very night we met. I know that life is made of more than folly and regret. When you waded out into the water, the first stars crept into the sky, and I swear I saw you look over your shoulder. Something flashed in your eye. I should have followed you that night, my dear. Never linger on the shore. I've been working up the courage to see the fool I was before. You were standing by your front door. I remember now, it's I would kiss you, though your face was marked with fear. Though there was someone else beside me for far too long, it's true. I swear that I can make amends and do right by you. When you waded out into the water, the first stars crept into the sky, and I swear I saw you look over your shoulder, and something flashed in your eye. I should have followed you that night, my dear. Courage.
flashed in your eyes.